and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Breaking news, the Texas Supreme Court halts the execution of a man in a shaken baby case after an 11th-hour appeal by lawmakers who want him to testify before them. It's the latest development in a long legal road for inmate Robert Roberson. More from reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
Roberson was subpoenaed to attend by House Committee Chair Joe Moody.
We shouldn't be executing someone when there's this much doubt about whether a crime was even committed.
Roberson was convicted of killing his 2-year-old daughter in 2002, but medical advocates now say she wasn't shaken to death. Vanessa Podkins, part of his legal team.
Two different types of pneumonia. It was fatal.
Chris Fox, 4 CBS News, Austin.
Israel says Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar has been killed in a military raid. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reports.
The Israeli military had spent months tracking Sinwar. He was rumored to be hiding deep underground, perhaps surrounded by Israeli hostages as human shields. But Israeli media are reporting that his death was actually a stroke of luck. An infantry unit attacked a building where they had spotted some people moving in a zone that was off limits. And only after the fact did the soldiers recognize that one of the bodies looked like Sinwar.
At a campaign rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Vice President Kamala Harris says former President Donald Trump is trying hard to make voters forget he put 3 justices on the Supreme Court who helped overturn Roe v. Wade.
When you listen to Donald Trump talk, it becomes increasingly clear, I think, he has no idea what he's talking about.
Harris appeared on screen in a recorded video for a brief address to those at a Catholic charity dinner in New York City. Former President Donald Trump attended in person.
She's vicious. She wants to deport people, and she wants to start by deporting Brett Baer, Fox.
President Biden is in Berlin for meetings with other leaders in what may be his final trip to Europe as president. CBS's Willie James Inman is there.
In his first trip to the German capital as president, Mr. Biden will meet with his counterpart, Chancellor Olaf Scholz, to highlight increased economic and people-to-people ties between the two nations. The president will sit down with the leaders of the UK, France, and Germany to discuss additional support for Ukraine. The leaders are hoping to work out a plan that would call for giving Ukraine a $50 billion loan backed by seized Russian assets by the end of the year. Willie James Inman, CBS News, Berlin.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Charges are filed against Jesse Vang and Katrina Bauer in the death of Elijah Vu. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline LaBrie made the announcement at a news conference Thursday afternoon.
Well, I will not comment further on the details of the case out of respect for the ongoing judicial process. I assure you that we remain committed to working with law enforcement to hold those responsible for his death accountable.
Elijah was the 3-year-old boy from Two Rivers who went missing in February and whose body was found last month. A bail hearing for Bauer and Vang will be Friday. Vice President Kamala Harris is blitzing battleground Wisconsin with 2.5 weeks to Election Day. She campaigned in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay Thursday. Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan are critical to Harris's chances of winning in November. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers getting ready for the Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Houston Texans Sunday at noon. Houston with a record of 5-1. I asked Jordan Love about the Texans' defense, ranked 3rd in the NFL.
Definitely a very good defense. I think all around, you know, they got very good players everywhere. So I think it all starts up front. They got a really good D-line, some good edge rushers, coverages, everything. I mean, the back end is very good. Their DBs are good. Linebackers are good. So I think they're a solid team all around.
College football, the Badgers on the road Saturday at Northwestern to play the Wildcats. Bobcats kick off in Evanston at 11 a.m. NBA, the Bucks holding practice before flying to Dallas, where they'll play the Mavericks in their final preseason game tonight. The Bucks' Bobby Portis on how the team has responded during practice.
It's been fun, man, especially this preseason. We've been practicing a lot more than we probably ever have, and we've been getting better as well, so I like our chances this year, man.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies in the overnight at a brisk south wind. Temperatures in the upper 30s to near 40 degrees. For your Friday, tons of sunshine, a little high cloudiness late in the day. Otherwise, south winds will continue on the breezy side. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 53 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, my guest for Freaky Friday is Racine paranormal investigator Ron Helmick, who brings actual audio footage of a ghost. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr stops by.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, it's Spirit Day. Today is the annual event. Spirit Day, the world's most visible anti-bullying movement, inspiring LGBTQ plus youth, especially transgender and non-binary youth, to live their lives in their truth and authenticity, as GLAAD says. So good on that. It's also 18 days to Election Day. Happy Thursday. We got a lot to talk about today. America's descent into darkness, Trump's 2025 takeover strategy. Harris eats a fox. We'll see. Dirty tricks. Trump's super PAC sent out a bogus Medicare cancellation notice to scare voters about Kamala Harris. It's actually even worse than that. I'll share all that stuff with you. Our usual meeting with Phil Itner in the second hour of our Thursday program is postponed this week because he's flying out of Ukraine, coming back to the United States to vote, and I think he's got a few other things up his sleeve. It's going to be you and me all day. We had 2 hours of guests yesterday, no guests today. Also, a confession. We created a monster. One of the guys who helped create The Apprentice is out with an apology. I'll tell you about that in the second hour. Also, could chaos in Georgia create chaos elsewhere? We'll talk about that in the second hour. In the third hour of our program, Trump has repeatedly threatened to deploy the military inside major cities run by Democrats. What would he do? Well, we have some clues to that from our own personal experience here in Portland. And it's getting really bad out there. Are government workers actually being hunted by right-wingers? So, you know, a lot to talk about. Plus, you know, of course, your calls all day. Because, as I said, it's you and me all day. Or for 3 hours, anyway. America's descent into darkness, Trump's 2025 takeover strategy, is my daily take today. Given that we're in the midst of a vote that's going to decide whether or not we're going to continue to be a democracy, I thought it would be useful to just take public statements. About 90% of them are things that Trump said, a couple are things that Vance said, and one of them is something that somebody who was close to them said about what Trump will do if he becomes president. Pretty straightforward stuff. And I just want to run through it. By the way, most of this he could be doing all by himself. Some of it would require a compliant House or Senate, but if he decides to do it by fiat, by executive order, or by simply rule by decree, the Supreme Court has already said, even though that would be criminal, he has no criminal liability. Nobody can stop him, short of a military coup deposing him. So, and he's going to make sure, or, you know, his underlings refusing to carry out his orders, which is what happened throughout his first presidency, and he's making sure that'll never happen again. So, you know, pretty much the other point that I think is important to note is that most of these things will not directly impact the lives of average working class people. So, like, when these same things happened in Russia or in Hungary or in Turkey, the pushback will most likely not be that strong or immediate. So how does this work? What happens? Well, Trump's first step, and this is this is always the first step of dictators, is to seize control of the press, to gut the press. And Trump has already told us how he's going to do this. He's going to change the nation's libel laws so that he, members of his administration, Republican politicians, right-wing billionaires, can easily sue people like me or newspapers or magazines or radio or TV stations or networks for defamation. For anything that we've said about them, whether it's true or not, it really doesn't matter. I mean, if you have to defend a lawsuit and you have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to defend yourself, even if you win the lawsuit, you're screwed. So what happens, I mean, we saw this when J.D. Vance's benefactor, Peter Thiel, or Thiel, I guess it's pronounced, went after or funded Hulk Hogan to go after Gawker magazine. And it not only destroyed Gawker magazine, it also financially broke, I believe, the publisher and editor. I'd have to go back and look at exactly who it was, but I've read articles about how some of the individuals involved with Gawker also got financially broken. So what happens then is that, and we saw this in both Russia under Putin, and we saw this in Hungary under Viktor Orban, what happens then is that the billionaire oligarchs who are associated with the strongman come in and they buy up this media for a song or buy it out of bankruptcy and turn it into the equivalent of Fox News. All, you know, love for the dictator all day. And then Trump can operate in darkness, or at least he'll have a media that will explain the necessity of the things he's going to do. So he begins by firing the entire senior staffs of the Department of Justice, the FBI, across all the branches of the U.S. military and the Department of Defense, and replaces them all with sycophants who will prevent junior officers or enlisted people from speaking out or taking action to protect our or preserve our democracy. He then orders the indictment and arrest of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Alvin Bragg, Fannie Willis, Letitia James, Jack Smith, and the entire senior staffs in the various prosecutors' offices that have worked to, quote, go after him. As he told a TV interview, doing what they did, using the DOJ and FBI to go after their political opponent, that means I can do it too. In other words, the Pandora's box is open, and that means I can do it too. And his plans are already well formed. As Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington Crew reported, in one post about Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigation, Trump warned there will be repercussions far greater than anything that Biden or his thugs could understand. And if the investigation continues, it would open a Pandora's box of retribution. In another post, Trump wrote that his federal indictments are setting a bad precedent for you yourself, Joe. The same could happen to you. In July, he posted rally coverage, quoting him, saying that now the gloves are off, and what will Joe Biden be indicted for? When will Joe Biden be indicted for his many crimes against our nation? Next, as promised, Trump invokes the Alien Enemies Act of 1798, which has only been used. It was used by John Adams. It was used during the War of 1812, and it was used to inter Americans of Japanese ancestry during World War II. And this weekend, Trump said he would immediately launch Operation Aurora to begin rounding up illegals and the enemy within. Here's this quote. Can you imagine? Those were the old days when you had tough politicians. You have to go back that long. Think of that, 1798. Oh, that's a powerful one. That's a powerful act. You couldn't pass something like that today. Then private prison contractors begin building massive concentration camps capable of holding over 10 million people. As Trump's ICE officers swelled into the hundreds of thousands, along with state and local police departments, begin going house to house looking for people who appear Hispanic and can't immediately produce their citizenship papers. He'll also go after Haitians and other legal immigrants from S-hole countries. The only immigrants and naturalized citizens who will be safe will be those from Europe who have white skin, or as Trump said, we need more people from Norway. Large sections of the detention camps are reserved for the enemy within, including people like Adam Schiff, Marxists and communists and fascists. As Trump told Fox News, we have the enemy, outside enemy, and then we have the enemy from within. And the enemy from within, in my opinion, is more dangerous than China, Russia, and all those countries. The FBI then begins examining the records of social media companies, which then begin restricting posts. The feds subpoena the social media habits of suspicious Americans and begin making arrests of those who have spoken out against Trump. it plays out just like it does in Hungary and Russia, where people who have posted negatively about Orban or Putin get arrested. The new leaders of Trump's military order the former soldiers he considers disloyal, like Mark Milley or Mark Esper, back to active duty so they can be court-martialed. Hundreds of them are rounded up to cleanse the ranks of our current and former members of the armed forces as the firing squads Trump has said he wants back begin to operate daily. The new all-pro-Trump media assures us, like they do on every channel daily in Hungary and Russia, that it's all difficult and unfortunate, but a necessary effort to stabilize America and preserve the Constitution. Nothing to worry about here. In a repeat of his attack on Portland, Oregon, back in 2020, Trump sends tens of thousands of federal officers without any uniforms or identification in unmarked vans into liberal cities where they begin kidnapping and beating civilians. Abortion ends. Trump's Vice President J.D. Vance personally oversees the enforcement of the Comstock Act with the approval of six Republicans of the Supreme Court. That law, of course, as you know, is already on the books. And Vance has already written a letter, this was last year, to Attorney General Merrick Garland demanding it be enforced immediately. Physicians and companies running health apps are required to report fertile women and girls' menstrual periods to a national database. Those who resist or their companies are arrested or their companies or apps are taken over. Trump then pulls the U.S. out of NATO and announces America's forming a strategic alliance with Russia, China, and North Korea. India, Turkey, Argentina, Saudi Arabia, and Hungary quickly join in. Ukraine is overwhelmed and falls to Putin, who then invades Latvia and Lithuania to reestablish his old Baltic ports. Europe's NATO countries, lacking the support of the U.S. and hindered by objections from Hungary and Turkey, dither and pray that he won't take Poland, Estonia, and Finland next. Jared Kushner begins developing beachfront properties on the land previously known as Gaza. All U.S. efforts to mitigate climate change and shift away from a carbon-based economy are ended as a gift to Trump's fossil fuel donors. Claiming that America's unionized public school teachers are a threat to our country and Randy Weingarten is the most dangerous person in the world, the Trump administration outlaws teachers' unions, much like Scott Walker did in Wisconsin, and puts into place a national clearinghouse for school vouchers, paving the way for virtually all elementary and secondary education to be provided by churches and for-profit operations. Trump University reboots itself in collaboration with a nationwide Christian chain. Citing nationwide college student protests against his policies, Trump shuts down all the colleges across the country for a year, or at least all the colleges where he says there are subversive professors. So only conservative or Christian and Catholic institutions continue to exist if you want to get a higher education. He rolls back every Biden gun restriction. He decrees that America will only recognize two genders and ends gay marriage and outlaws gay adoption. Criminal laws and restraints on police are altered to allow shoot to kill. Citing comments by John Roberts that there's no longer discrimination and racism in America and Clarence Thomas's opposition to affirmative action, he issues an executive order ending all laws against racial discrimination. Churches, stores, restaurants, and hotels begin putting back up whites-only signs that they were forced to take down in the 60s and 70s. And then the widespread arrests begin. Louise and I, along with thousands of others in politics and the media, flee the country or go into hiding. And then things begin to get really bad. What do you think? I'll be right back. It's 18 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming to have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box. the next of kin box. The Knockbox helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a Knockbox. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com. N-O-K-B-O-X.com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient instead of meat, you might, you know, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. It's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Wants the press silence, justice blind, erasing truth, controlling minds. He'll sue the papers, take them down, hand the power to the richest in town. The shadows fall, we're losing light, democracy fading into the night. It's America's descent.
Minutes past the hour. Yep, my op-ed today, Trump's descent into darkness, or America's descent into darkness, Donald Trump. So did you see the interview with Brett Baer yesterday on Fox so-called news? It was a thing to behold. Brett Baer interviewing Kamala Harris, of course. She ate his lunch. He cut it off after 26 minutes. It was supposed to run 30 minutes or longer, I don't know. But she just was not putting up with him. And at one point, he just, he starts out by saying, do you want to apologize for all the illegal immigrants you let into the country? How many illegal immigrants did you guys release into the country? I mean, I remember Richard Nixon once was interviewed by, some reporter, and they asked him some question, and Nixon said, no, and I'm also not still beating my wife. I mean, it was one of those kind of questions. Are you still beating your wife? Well, no. Yes. How do you answer a question like that, right? Well, she did. Brett Baer had a half a dozen, are you still beating your wife, questions, and which is a terrible metaphor. I get it. It's like dog in a fight, but I don't have a better, and everybody knows what I'm talking about. So anyhow, she kicked his butt, and I was amazed. Baer was nonstop rude. He looked angry throughout the whole thing. Clearly, this is a guy who just bought a $30 million waterfront mansion in Florida right down the road from Mar-a-Lago so he could be close to Donald Trump. This is the guy who pretends to be a real news guy on Fox so-called news, and yet when the Fox... in the 2020 election, when the Fox election desk called the election for Joe Biden, he was the guy who reached out and to his colleagues and said, we've got to start lying and telling, or essentially said, we've got to start lying and telling people, retract that, right? Retract that for a while, because it's pissing off our people. I mean, this guy has no scruples, none.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And she was really caught in a catch-22. I mean, if she spoke to him like she was like to a teenager, she would have been... Well, I'll tell you about that after the break. Well, I'll pick up your phone. Stay with us. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind drmartypets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turns around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month. Yeah. Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. You're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
So, or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
In a world that's often harsh, the nights can feel so long. There's a call within our hearts to make the weak feel strong. For the children, for the elders, for the ones who need a hand, let's stand together side by side and help them understand. We are their voice. We are their.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. So this was just a great Marcy Jones over at Wonkette, just a great analysis of yesterday's Bret Baier debate. And I want to largely share it with you verbatim. She wrote, Baier interrupted nonstop and was holy crap rude and disrespectful. If she let him talk over her, everybody would say she's weak, ineffectual, and unpresidential. But if she got mad, she's a histrionic bitch, combative, pushy, and maybe a man. If she spoke to him patiently like he was a sneering teenager and tried to explain things, well, then she's a naggy mom and condescending. And no Joe Lunchpail will ever want to have a beer with her. It's a game that can't be won, only not lost. And by that measure, she did great. I think that's a great analysis. It's like, you know, no matter how she responded to him, he was setting her up to fail. These were absolute setup questions. I've never seen an interview so hostile in my entire life. I mean, I was just stunned by this. I want to write an op-ed this afternoon for tomorrow about Fox News and about what happens to a nation when a segment of the population is just relentlessly lied to for profit, which is what Fox News is. It's what the entire Murdoch operation has been for decades on three continents. And it's made, of course, the Murdoch family into some of the richest people on the planet. But amazing. And then finally, a Trump super PAC. And this is a pretty amazing super PAC, by the way. It's called MAGA Inc. It has raised $300 million so far this year. They got money from Howard Luntick, the CEO of Cantor Fitzgerald, Paul Singer, a hedge fund manager, Charles Kushner, Jared's dad, the guy who went to jail for tax evasion and then got pardoned. Timothy Mellon, the heir to the Mellon banking fortune, he put in over $150 million. And MAGA Inc. sent out a mailing to elderly people, people over 65, in Arizona. And it says it's got declaring that your Medicare, it's a big envelope, and on the outside with giant red letters it says Medicare cancellation notice. And and then it says, warning, rates are going up and plans are being canceled, details enclosed. And the return address is Department of Medicare Cancellation, Kamala Harris Administration. And then it says, I hope you can afford to lose your insurance, and it's signed Kamala Harris. The backside of the notice says that due to Harris, Medicare premiums are skyrocketing and that she, quote, has a new plan that would completely liquidate Medicare funds. All that money you paid into Medicare, it'll be gone. Your care will be canceled. Now, this is, of course, a lie. The truth is that, first of all, Medicare premiums have only gone up a little bit. The Part B premium went from $164.90 last year to $174.70 this year. So they went up, you know, $10.10. Or actually less than $10, $9.80. But Kamala Harris has proposed expanding Medicare. She wants to cover long-term nursing care, in-home health care, and said that it would be paid for by negotiating better drug prices. She's also called for widening Medicare to include hearing and vision. But don't tell that to the super PAC that is funded by some of the richest men in America. Phew. Amazing stuff. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls here. Randy in Oxford, Alabama. Hey, Randy, what's up?
Mr. Hartman, it's an honor to speak with you, sir.
Well, thank you. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
Well, yeah, I want to comment on, not to diminish the severity of the importance of Donald Trump's continued call for using the military against U.S. citizens. There's a lot of fallacies about that that doesn't seem to, first of all, it should be a bigger story in the mainstream media. Second of all, the number of people willing to die for Trump is vastly overestimated. Most military members would probably refuse because they're allowed to refuse an unlawful order. So you would be left with the Proud Boys, Gravy, SEALs, Meal Team 6, and those members of the military loyal to Trump who would be so outclassed by our military men and women that it would be stopped. But yeah, that doesn't diminish the chaos.
Well, respectfully, Randy, I disagree with your premise. I mean, I remember Kent State. I remember what happened here in Portland, where Trump sent ICE agents into Portland, hundreds of ICE agents into this city, wearing no identification whatsoever. They were dressed in camo and, or in some cases, all in black, but they didn't have names, they didn't have badges, they were in unmarked vans, and they were driving around the city of Portland, literally kidnapping people off the street, beating the crap out of them, and in some cases, handing them off to the police to be arrested, in some cases, simply dumping them after they'd been beat up. And when you look at the polling that's being done within our military, you find that in most of the branches of our service, support for Trump is well over 50%, and in the Army and the Marine Corps, it's well over 70%. So I'm very skeptical of your skepticism.
Well, I have no problem with being corrected by you, but I have a deep-seated faith in my friends in the military, and
I hope you're right.
And also, Trump and his people don't believe that liberals have guns either. So,
well, the first time a liberal shoots back, it'll be to quote Mike Flynn, "Katie, bar the door. We're going to bring hell down on you." That will be the big news story, and especially if Trump controls all the media.
Well, again, I just have faith in my brothers and sisters in the military, and I got my fingers crossed that I agree with you that we're going to landslide this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a moot point come November.
Hopefully. Yep. There you go. Randy, thank you. Thank you very much. Ann in Titusville, Florida. Hey, Ann, what's up?
Hi, Tom. You are on my bucket list. I'd love to meet you one of these days.
I
wanted to bring up the concern about the Catholic vote. And I was brought up a Catholic all my life, went to elementary, high school, and college Catholic. Mm-hmm. And I'm really disturbed about the Catholics supporting Trump, and especially this Catholic super PAC that are sending out very, very negative stuff when it comes to Kamala Harris, such as the mutilization of genitals, that they're trying to get onto TV, that they've had some pushback from.
Oh, this is the anti-trans advertising you're talking about?
Yes.
I mean, there's a reason why the first group that Hitler went after within weeks of the time he was made chancellor in Germany was trans people. This morning on Morning Joe, somebody mentioned that 70% of Americans have never met a trans person. And so it's really easy to demonize people you've never met, right? Or you don't know, or at least they don't know that they've ever met a trans person. So back to you.
Right. And of course the whole abortion stance, and just very disturbed about how the Catholic Church is really the Catholic. Of course, being in Florida, and with everything going on with our Amendment 4 for abortion, that has been very challenging, especially with our governor coming down and trying to actually, after we got we got all the votes we needed to get this measure on the ballot, the governor threatening to cancel the votes because they're and put out like a 348-page report last week, saying that the group that collected the measure
the signatures,
signatures paid out of state petition circulators to harvest fraudulent signatures, things
right.
like that.
I predict he's going to actually try to reverse it after it passes. I mean, he's laying the groundwork for that right now, as you correctly point out, Ann.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. And with the whole stance, when you talked a couple weeks ago about the Antichrist and brought up about Hildegard de Bingham and that Trump actually has meets the description or meets the criteria that Hildegard de Bingham had written in her book, that really woke me up too. And I followed her for a number. I've read her readings and how the Catholic Church is of course, the whole pro-life. But how about those many, many children that have been abused from the Catholic clergy?
Oh, they just paid a huge settlement yesterday. I think it was in California. It was a multi-hundred million dollar settlement.
Right, and I'm out of the Diocese of Maryland, and they cited last year 300 some odd priests during going back years were named as these abusers, and they sent other people out of the country to abuse people in Ireland and children. So
this whole celibacy thing is crazy. I mean, the Church of England figured it out. they got it right. Let the priest marry.
Right. So, but thank you for bringing this up and allowing us to vent. And I'd love to have Larry come on and get more of his statistics and do a little newsletter for you.
Okay. Larry should start a Substack newsletter. It would do very, very well. He really should, and he could even make a living doing it. And thank you for the call. Great talking with you. Thank you so much. 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with you. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root causes of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And to get that free month supply of Superbearing and your 15% off, just use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, superbearing.com, code TOM.
Republicans rise, tearing through every town. Silence the news, command or conquer, they say. A political purge as dissent fades away. America for sale, civil service slashed. Corporations unleashed in a greedy dash. If Trump wins, the rules will change. A world reborn, but also strange.
Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Robert in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Robert, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for the 15 hours of on-air you give us every week. I love it, and I want to say that I know from some experience that you probably put another 50 hours a week in off-air, and everybody should be grateful for that
as
well.
Yeah, our general rule of thumb is you do about an hour and a half of show prep for every hour of live programming.
Just right, and then you write all these great books and everything, too, so much appreciated.
Thank you.
So, listen, the polls are neck and neck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a tight race. That's nationally, swing states as well. And you've said a few times over the past month or two or whatever, you do think that Kamala might still pull a big blowout, a big landslide or whatever. And I wanted to ask you what numbers you would attach to what would be considered a landslide. Would that be 60-40? How much does she win by to have a landslide. And after that number, if you'd be kind enough, I do have a little follow-up question to that as well.
Well, I mean, you know, when Reagan ran for re-election and Bush ran for re-election, both of them carried almost every state, if my recollection is correct. I mean, those are landslides, you know, blowouts. I would think, you know, if she beats Trump by more than 30 or 40 points in the Electoral College, it'll go down in the history books, particularly given what the polls are saying right now. But I, Robert, I'm not a number cruncher. This is my spidey sense. You know, I'm looking at, you know, yesterday was the first day of early voting in Georgia. Now, Georgia has shortened early voting time, so that might be a variable here as much as enthusiasm for Kamala Harris. But, you know, the last election 4 years ago, early voting day was about 130,000 people. Early voting day this year, I guess it was two or three days ago now, was over 300,000 people. I mean, it's huge. So the higher the turnout, generally speaking, the better Democrats do. So I'm optimistic.
All right. So just a quick follow up, then, if I could, please. So not to have to hold you to your numbers, and like you said, the crunching is for other people. But if it were to be considered a landslide or a blowout, would Donald Trump, who only likes the polls when they favor him, would Donald Trump then say, those Dems, they rigged it because the polls said it was neck and neck. How could she have beaten me by that much?
Of course. That's why you've got a half a dozen Republican-funded polls that are coming out with these, oh, Trump is ahead or Trump is neck and neck every single day, and that they're being reported on in conservative media. They're seeding the ground, you know. They're plowing the ground here, preparing it for the growth of. It's a terrible metaphor, but for the growth of a militia movement of people in the streets after the election. And I personally believe that January 6th was a trial run. I think that we're going to see something much bigger than January 6th this year. I don't think it's going to happen in Washington, D.C. I think it's going to happen in probably five or six state capitals. And I think that we're also going to see some instances of stochastic terrorism, of, you know, people just being shot and beaten and things like that by, you know, roving mobs. I mean, the Trump crowd, and you got these J6 people. I don't know if you caught this, but The Atlantic just published, day before yesterday, published an in-depth interview with a couple of guys who had been in the D.C. jail for January 6th crimes, and they've segregated them. They've got them all. They call them the Patriot Pod. They've got them all in one part of the jail so that they don't have to interact with black people in the jail. And these guys are radicalizing each other. You've got some really smart, hardcore right-wingers in there, and then you got a bunch of guys who just showed up, you know, kind of goobers from the hinterlands who showed up, you know, and did what Trump told them to do. Well, those goobers aren't goobers anymore. They are now hardcore, racist, angry, Trump-loving, will-do-what-it-takes militia members. And I'm very concerned about the prospect, the potential for violence this fall. I'm very concerned about it.
But no argument there. Thank you so much, Tom.
Yeah, good talking to you, Robert. Thank you. We'll be back on the other side of this break. A confession from NBC? Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies, their wild-caught Cotskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can't.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Todd Albaugh.
everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World wraps up with a week in review. The lighter side. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
It's painful concert number 3.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19. We are the boy band. Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.